Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking your time out on a Sunday to link hearts and minds with others as we deepen down and commune with the source of all that is, the ground of being, the absolute mystery, God in us as us. This morning I want us to look at toxic positivity. I'm all for being positive. I'm all for being affirmative. I'm all for being constructive, but not to the detriment where we exclude those emotions, those feelings, those experiences we deem negative. Without the balance of both light and dark, positive and negative, constructive and destructive, we wouldn't be the people, the human characters that we are created to be. When we allow toxic positivity to go to the extreme, it actually has a negative and a very minimal and denial experience for us. It minimizes our experiences as we try to deny the negative, what we call negative experiences. And it's part of the human experience. There is a professor in psychology in Berkeley University in California who said that she found that people who habitually accept their negative emotions experience fewer negative emotions, which adds up to better psychological health. Now that sounds contrary to what you expect. You would think that if you maintain a very positive and optimistic and upbeat attitude, that somehow would deflect you from having further or even more negative experiences. But the opposite is true. This professor found that people who accepted their negative emotions actually experienced few. And one of the things that I like to remind each of us here on the Sunday Soul is that we're not here to spiritually bypass what we're feeling or what we're experiencing in trying to be the best expression or the best version of spirit. Always I look to the example of our teacher, our way sharer, who demonstrated the utmost, I believe, of the highest expression of the divine nature, the Christ within him. But still, he got angry, he got frustrated, he got disappointed, he got upset. And I believe he dealt with all of those emotions, all of the human experiences, all of those human feelings that we all have to deal with. I only call him spiritually bypassing them. And so what I want us to be looking at this morning is that if we try to bypass our light and dark and positive and negative experiences to just have happy clappy, yes, all's well experiences and try to suppress them, they will hide in our shadow and erupt at some point in time to our detriment. So always I'm promoting, always I'm trying to advocate and suggest that we live this life with its paradoxes, that we embrace both happy, sad, good, bad, light, dark, in order to live a balanced life. Mark Manson said, everything worthwhile in life is won through surmounting the associated negative experience. Any attempt to escape the negative, to avoid or quash it, or silence it, only backfires. The avoidance of suffering is a form of suffering. The avoidance of struggle is a struggle. The denial of failure is a failure. Hiding what is shameful is itself a form of shame. I love that quote because it reminded me of our sacred text that I want to share with you this morning, which comes from 2 Timothy 1:7, which simply says, for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. You see, what I believe Mark Manson is speaking to is that when we are trying to avoid the struggle or denying failure or feeling shame, it's all of these things that are aspects of fear. We don't want to be seen as if somehow we haven't accomplished, we haven't made it, or we're not strong enough or spiritual enough or more enlightened enough or more, and you can fill in the blanks. But you see, that is not the spirit that is within us. The spirit within us is love and power and self-control, which allows us to accept positive and negative so that we can be balanced in however we sharpen the world. Too much of either one, as is anything, is harmful. The Buddha, while sitting by the river, recognized that it is the middle way. The path, he recognized, was the middle path. And so, my beloved, the invitation this morning is to examine when it is that we are trying to avoid some of the emotions that we deem negative, because they are necessary. They are essential. We cannot have joy without having the sadness, or the anger without having the peace. Or we cannot have courage without having fear. As each experience or each emotion that we have its counterpart. And trying to avoid its counterpart because we deem it negative is harmful, is a less than positive experience. So one of the things that I want us to address this morning, it's how do we recognize the signs of toxic positivity? What is it that we need to look at in ourselves or around us so that we recognize that when we are being in this state, when we are being in this happy, clappy, I'm okay when you're not, what does that look like? When we're in denying just these basic human emotions, and all these emotions are asking for is for us to examine them with compassion. So, when you are hiding and masking your true feelings, when you don't want to own what it is that's going on for you, what it is you're feeling deep down, we so automatically, when asked, how are you, just, oh, I'm fine, I'm okay. And maybe for some people that's okay to do that with, but there must be someone in your life to which you can be honest and explain what you're really feeling, what you're really going through. and know that they can listen to you without judgment or trying to fix you. Another sign is when you think to yourself, oh, I just need to get on with it, and dismiss what it is that you're feeling. It's important to acknowledge, and I've shared with you over the recent weeks the certain things I've been going through, and acknowledging my anger, my frustration, my disappointment, my hurt has been key to me moving through it. I don't feel shame over it. I don't think because I am a spiritual person, I'm not going to have these experiences, and if I do, I should bypass them. No. I recognize the importance of acknowledging them, of feeling them, of experiencing them. But the things I have always advocated for the last 11 years that I've been doing the Sunday Soul is whilst we may experience them and acknowledge them, we don't have to stay in that state, in that place, ad infinitum. We don't need to stay there longer than we need to. And for each one, it's different. It's a reminder, as the psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley. He's walking. He's not pitching his tent. He's not building his home. He is moving through it. The idea is that whatever the emotion that you're having that you deem negative, it's to move through it. It's not to stay there and build happy camp before all the other emotions to be attracted to. It's to do the work and examine and move through it. And you don't feel guilty for what you feel. None of us should feel bad about our emotions because it's necessary. It isn't the case of, I've been doing this work for 32 years, therefore I shouldn't be feeling like this. For me, it's the recognition is, thank God I've been doing this work for 32 years, because God helped me if I hadn't. But more importantly, guilt is never an emotion that is going to help you through it if you don't recognize and honor the fact of what it is you're experiencing. And I know that sometimes we want to support friends and others, and we kind of want to help them have purely good experiences. And so we're quick to give feel-good quotes or statements or affirmations. And I know I've been guilty of that too. You want people to dwell on things that are positive and affirmative rather than negative. But I also think we could be doing them a disservice if we don't allow them to feel what they're feeling and acknowledge it, but also support them in moving on. I know I'm very guilty of thinking or trying to give different perspectives. I always consider myself a perspective shifter. And I know that I need to also be mindful and cognizant, because it's very easy to say it could be worse. And I think it's to pay attention to what someone is going through. And yes, it could be worse. Always somebody else is having a far worse time than what we are. But it's to not invalidate what they're feeling. It's not to dismiss what they're saying, or not to feel or make them feel that what it is they're going through is insignificant, because it is for them. And I think, again, this whole thing around shame, and I love the work that Brené Brown's done, and many of you, I'm sure, have seen it on YouTube, etc. Shame can just hold us back when we're shaming ourselves or others for not doing better, being better, feeling better, or expressing that spiritual self we know that we are deep down. That's another form of toxic positivity. And I have come to accept, and you've heard me often say, it is what it is. I believe that my coping mechanism, when I don't know what to do with whatever's going on, to just be with it is what it is. we all are going to have times and experience times when we feel overwhelmed with whatever is our personal experiences or whatever is the collective experience that's happening across our globe at this time. And it's to honor those emotions. It's to honor the fact that we can't always be positive. We can't always be the happy-clappy, everything's all right in a frame of mind. And that is okay. There was a Stanford University researcher, Rebecca Schmongberg and Francis Flynn, who said that they found that it's the tendency, the leaders who had a tendency to feel guilt were rated as the best leaders on their assessment forms. They found that guilt can motivate you into having a desire to make decisions that were more beneficial, even if it was at a personal cost. And the light side of guilt is compassion, care, and generosity. When we look at fear, and fear is something that is inbuilt in all of us, it's the survival mechanism that we have that allows us to either fight or flight. And what happens when people recognize that they are under pressure? Sometimes their creativity comes out and they can block out distractions and just be focused on whatever it is they're doing. And when you think of what is the lighter side of fear, it's focus and it's intensity and it's being alert, all the things that are part of our survival mechanism. And even if you look at anger that you might experience, the lighter side of that is compassion and determination and courage. And it can prompt you to speak up or make the changes when something is being too much for you. So we can look at all of the things that we deem negative and look at what is the lighter or the brighter side of it and accept and acknowledge that it's all part and parcel of being a human. Our story today is, let me find it for you. Oh, it's from my favorite film, and if you haven't seen it, I urge you. It's a few years old now, and so I'm not going to give out the full synopsis so that it doesn't ruin it for people. But it's of the film, I think it came out about 5-6 years ago, entitled Inside Out. And this movie takes place through the eyes of a cartoon character and the emotions inside her head, which is joy, sadness, anger, fear, and disgust. So it's based on this little girl, and her name is Riley, and when she's born and her parents are loving, her first emotion is joy. But that's soon joined by sadness, anger, and fear, and then disgust. And the quintet live and work inside the headquarters, which is part of Riley's brain, that experiences feelings and makes memories. These emotions compete for airtime, and depending on what's happening in Riley's life, they more or less get it. When they take over, they literally push buttons, her buttons. With joy as their leader, the group help their little girl through toddlerhood and childhood. But everything changes when 11-year-old Riley, who has a strong and established sense of self, is uprooted from her life and cast into a new one overnight as her parents move from Minnesota to San Francisco after her dad gets a new job. At first, she tries to adjust by assuming her joyful persona, even attempting to make her conflicted parents happy. As Riley tries to cope with a new house, a new school, and her parents' increased stress, things get out of control back at HQ. Sadness and joy tussle over Riley's core memories and end up getting sucked into long-term storage. The story is, can they make it back to HQ in time to help Riley get back in touch with all her feelings? The message is that when Riley doesn't allow herself to be anything but joyful, she can't adjust to her move. All emotions, positive and negative, must be experienced in order for growth to happen. As I said, I urge you to watch this film. Although it's a cartoon and it's very well made, it makes you recognize. In order for her to succeed, in order for her to navigate what she's going through, she needs both the emotions of joy and sadness. All the emotions are necessary. When we try to devalue or deny any emotion, we are the lesser for it. Our sacred poetry this morning is entitled Positive and Negative by John Gond. I saw Mr. Positive walking down the road. I saw Mr. Negative behind, carrying a heavy load. They both unable to speak because their bodies were rather weak. You cannot have one without the other. If you do, you'll get some bother. They both work together in any sort of weather. If the place is dark, all we need to do is throw a switch. You'll hit the mark. When positive and negative has no twitch. Both must be connected. They cannot be thrown away, rejected. The negative will play its part, just like the positive from the start. Positive and negative walk hand in hand. In all what we do, they'll make the stand. So don't think positive is good and negative not. They both work when it's cold and when it's hot. What about positive thinking? And of course, negative winking. Again, it's positive thinking, along with negative drinking. But no matter what you try to say, both positive and negative win the day. And at the very start of creation, they came into being through every nation. Our science of mind reading is entitled Staying Calm When the River's Rising. The first quote comes from Lao Tzu, who says, mastering others is strength. Mastering yourself is true power. Our second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind, and he says, our mind must be steady in its conviction that our life is some part of God and that the Spirit is incarnated in us. The author writes, staying calm when the river is rising, that's the key. We live in a world of ups and downs, inside outs, births and deaths, illnesses and miracle healings, all happening simultaneously. This is the human condition. Our spiritual work does not make us immune from that. What it does do is make the living easier. It enables us to see the greater truth when those around us cannot see it. It provides an inner strength and a resilience that can and will weather any storm. It enables us to see infinite possibility when others see despair. It fortifies us in clear knowing when others are ready to give up. It reminds us of our loving, compassionate nature when we are ready to give up. It calms us in the storm and sustains us in peace. Relying on divine spirit, we can stay calm when the river's rising. That's how we become a beneficial presence. It's not about fighting against anything. It's not about resisting anything. It's about living from the inside out. If I can see the good, I can help someone else see it. That's our main job, to stay in our loving. And it is not easy when we get triggered by someone who does something or says something that touches an unhealed place inside of us. We do our spiritual work to heal those places so that we may stay anchored in the truth no matter what is coming our way. The river may rise, but I shall not be moved. I remember who I am and whose I am. I believe that as we embrace our emotions, both positive and negative, they can anchor us whenever the storm arises. Whatever the human condition we face, we can come through. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath, I breathe in. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my purpose, I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in deeper. You should breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Healing. And as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in the negative. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out positive. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in negative. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out positive. Here in the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, let us take a moment to embrace both negative and positive, both the light and the dark, both the happy, the sad, both the peace-filled and the angry emotions and aspects of our being. Let us embrace them all. Let us stop being so judgmental about what we feel and how we feel. Let us recognize all emotions as necessary and a part of the human condition. And let us remember when we start to exhibit signs of toxic positivity, to come back to the remembrance that all is necessary in order to live this human life. Here in the sanctuary of the soul, let us take a moment to see in our mind's eye that which we wish to be, to have, or experience in this week ahead. Let us see clearly as we hold the feeling component of whatever it is that we are needing. For each one it's different. Deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. You know that God is the spirit, the energy, the cosmos, the universe that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. The energy that has no beginning or end, that is eternal, that is infinite. We are a part of this life force that we call God. And so we know that as we speak forth this word, we are giving power to that which we are speaking, thinking, feeling, believing in this moment at this time. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, thou who art the absolute mystery beyond our knowing and beyond that which is knowable, we consciously come into your presence at this time. To ask that we open our hearts, our minds, our souls, that we may embrace both the negative and the positive, the light and the dark, and all the paradoxes and all the paradoxes that exist, that we sometimes are so afraid to face, that we feel guilt over, or that we feel shame about. Let us recognize that all our emotions are part of the human condition, a part of the human experience, and that to not judge one as better or superior to another, but welcome them all. But to recognize we have the spirit, the power, the love that is you, your presence, that can heal, renew, and that can bless us in every situation, in every condition. Let us see whatever it is we need to see, learn whatever we need to learn, embrace and embody whatever it is from each of our emotions, that we can be truly a beneficial presence here on this earth at this time, that we can be supportive and loving and encouraging those who too may be going through their own processes and journey, that we can be a listening ear, we can be non-judgmental, that we can remain balanced and neutral without judging them or their emotions as one thing or another. Divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, there is so much that is happening across our globe at this time, from the fires that are happening in California, the floods, the mudslides, and everything else that is still going across Asia, the locusts and the drought across Africa, and everything else that is happening politically, globally, ecology-wise, but bringing it all in front of you and surrendering it. For we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. So for every condition, for every situation, for every need that there is, we surrender to you now. Divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, for those who have no one to remember them in prayer, for all the other sentient beings upon this planet, may we remember they have a right to be here, the wing, the hoof, the fin. May we honor each species as we honor their habitats and cease our polluting and destruction of them. Divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, anchor us in your love, steady our spirit in your awareness of our truth, of who we are and whose we are. Let our soul always remember that right where we are, the presence, your spirit, your life is quickening, renewing, restoring and replenishing us. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. So it is. So it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm. I'm enthusiastic about life and living. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am loving, loved and lovable. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that are life-giving and energizing. Drop your hands down by your sides, palms opened, and affirm. I give thanks for my abundant good. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and affirm. I release any limiting or erroneous thoughts. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for this morning's Buddhist meditations and affirmations. Repeat after me our science of mind reading. I trust myself completely.
I trust myself completely.
To say and do the right thing.
To say and
do the right thing.
My heart is pure.
My heart is pure.
A Buddhist meditation. If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful. May I be free.
May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Our rumination this morning, our Rumi quote, Rumi says, in this world, opposites are always at each other's throats. Where there are no opposites, there is harmony. Mind you, we'll have our 10 at 10 at Thursday, our midweek prayer, our 10-minute reflection. My benediction for you this week. May you be filled this week with good courage so that you breathe deeply of the indwelling spirit, the spirit that will keep you in the midst of your stress and move you from a place of fear into one of love. Remember, you are a unique and wonderfully created person of immense worth. You are the most glorious of all God's creations. You are the most delighted in. Go forth, child of the highest one, and be held in perfect rest, for your name is beloved, and God's watch is ever over you. So my closing song comes from my favorite band of the moment, Unspoken, and this is simply entitled Human Condition. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Unspoken and Human Condition. Beloved, I wish you a very happy Sunday. Have a blessed week. And I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer. Peace and blessings.